Good afternoon, Darren.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And yourself?
Doing well.
And so for those that aren't aware of what an optical fiber laser is, do you mind just giving an explanation?
Sure. So I think most people are familiar with lasers in general. This has really made a big impact in the world in terms of enabling the internet or doing laser eye surgery or even welding cars. But what many people may not know is that there are actually many ways to make these lasers that we use in modern society. And one of the most exciting ways is to actually put the laser inside a fiber, an optical fiber. And this is the same kind of fiber that will send data across the planet in a little fiber cable. So the way we build these is we actually put materials inside the fiber, and we use electronics to power these systems and create light that comes out of the fiber. And I could go through a whole list of advantages if you want, but one of the big ones is that you can make very robust, compact devices using these fiber systems.
And how does this laser compare to other laser technology that we currently have?
So what's neat about this system in particular is that it operates in the infrared. So many lasers that you use today, for instance, the lasers for eye surgery, operate in what we call the near-infrared, and these are wavelengths just a little bit longer than what your eye can see. The laser that we published this work on is actually what's known as the mid-infrared. And so this is even longer than the near-infrared, and because of the different wavelengths or spectral components in the laser, it actually has different applications. So one of these big applications that we're targeting is things like molecular sensing and trace gas detection, which work very well in this mid-infrared range.
So before, you just mentioned that it detects gases. So what impact will the laser have on revolutionizing laser, and how have we been able to detect gas in the past without this laser?
Okay, that's a good question. So it's very interesting, actually. In the mid-infrared wavelength range, there's actually a portion of the spectrum that is known as the molecular fingerprint region. And this is just like a fingerprint with your thumb. You can, your iPhone knows exactly who you are, and nobody else in the world is like you, by looking at your fingerprint. Well, it's the same for molecules. So basically, if you look at the spectral signatures of molecules in this so-called molecular fingerprint region, you can uniquely determine which molecule is in the sample that you're probing. Now, this region exists sort of roughly from what is known as 8 to 12 microns. That's the wavelength of the photon. And so you really need to create a light source that has a lot of photons in these wavelength ranges, say 8 to 12 microns, to do the molecular fingerprinting. There are other ways to do it, and that's there's a long history of spectroscopy and gas detection. But what we're talking about here is really, taking it to the next level, the next generation, where we have a very sensitive, much more sensitive way to detect these molecules while simultaneously knowing very precisely what the molecules are, which molecules you're looking at, and how many of them there are in your sample.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely is interesting. And how long have you spent working and developing this optical fiber laser?
For me personally, I began around 2013 on a grant to create this kind of laser. We were successful in 2015, and then I guess now 2017, we've built the next generation. This is actually generation 2 of these sort of systems. And the second generation has a tremendously improved performance over our initial development that was done at the University of Sydney in 2015. So I guess 4 to 5 years would be a rough estimate.
And so we have seen Macquarie University scientists conduct this world first. So what advantage has that had to being able to create this as a world first?
I think, Macquarie is an interesting university. It's sort of a young university, but there's a tremendous amount of high tech here. So I think really the advantage we've had working at Macquarie is we have facilities that are sort of unique to Australia, and not just one, but many. And so what we've been able to do is to work and collaborate with people on campus to bring together at least three components of this project, which were really enabled by sort of Macquarie facilities. So without going into specific detailed examples of that, I'll just highlight that in this work we had international collaborators and local tech collaborators. So we worked with McGill University in Canada, and we also worked with a local startup company that was actually run by my former PhD student called Myriad Technologies. I think the advantage of Macquarie was that we really had a lot of collaboration locally, and we were able to collaborate internationally as well.
Yeah, definitely. And what other developments could the introduction of this technology lead to? What can we expect in the future for laser?
So I think probably the one of the nicer sort of visions for this technology is that, you know, spectroscopy has existed for a long time. Even before the laser, people were doing spectroscopy. But what we're talking about here is something that could one day fit in the palm of your hand and be powered by a small battery. It wouldn't require a full optical table or an expert user to run. It would just be an on-off switch, essentially. And performance-wise, you wouldn't really be giving up much. So that's really the key, is that we can already now, with this new system, match the performance of sort of traditional, you know, million-dollar lab facilities, but with something that literally is almost the size of the palm of your hand. And you could imagine in a few years of engineering work, it could fit in your pocket. So I think that's the really exciting motivation here.
Yeah, definitely. It does certainly sound like an exciting time in the future for laser. And thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Okay, thank you.